Hahu de Amar Lechavre. There was a man who said to his friend, "My boy is Bahai Besa. What do you want in this house? What are you doing in this house?" In other words, it was my house. What are you doing in my house? Amale. So he said back to him, "What do you mean it's your house? Minach Svinte, I bought it from you. And I've been here for the last 3 years. It's been 3 years consecutively, as we learned yesterday. It's been 365 days and 365 nights of those years. And you didn't protest. So my living here for 3 years with no protest is the equivalent of proof of ownership. You sold it to me. It's mine." Amale, so the original owner said, "I didn't protest. I did protest. I was in the inner rooms of the house. These last 3 years, I was in the inner rooms. I was living there. That itself is a sign that I'm showing it's still mine." So who has to prove that he's right? Asaya lekamid Rav Nachman. They came to Rav Nachman. Amarle, Rav Nachman said, the man who has no documentation, who's the buyer, has to prove that his claim is right. Go clarify your eating there for 3 years. Go prove. Go bring witnesses that there was nobody in the inner room. Amar le Rava. Rava said to Rav Nachman, "Hachidina, does that make sense that the man who's saying he was here for 3 years with no protest is the one who has to prove that he's right? If someone wants to take away property from somebody else, the person is doing the taking away has to prove that he's right. So, who's living in the house? The man who's been in the house. So he doesn't have to prove that he's been living there for 3 years. He was living there for 3 years. He's the one who's the muhzak. He's the one who we assume it's his. The other one needs to prove that he was there in the inner rooms. He's the motzi." So it sounds like, according to Rava, we presume the buyer right. The seller would have to prove that he's right, that he never sold. And according to Rav Nachman, we presume the seller right. The buyer who doesn't have a deed of sale and who's claiming that instead of his deed he has 3 years with no protest, he has to prove that he's right. So it asks the Gemara, "Virami derava derava." Let's throw Rava against Rava. We have a contradiction in terms of the views of Rava. "Virami de Rav Nachman at Rav Nachman." And let's throw Rav Nachman against Rav Nachman. Where do we see that Rav and Rav Nachman seem to line up on this very question, whether we presume the seller right or we presume the buyer right, on the opposite sides? In the following case, Zahu, there was a man. So I'm a little chavre. He went to his friend and he said, "I'll sell you land. What will I sell you? Kol nichsi debay bar sisin mizabinalach. All the lands that I bought from the Beisisin estate, from the Beisisin family, I'm going to sell to you. Give me $100,000. For the $100,000, you get all the different plots that I got, that I bought from Beisisin. Havoyahi ara." Now, in this seller's portfolio of land, there was a piece of land. Davi mikri de Bei Bar Sisin. Everybody called it Bei Bar Sisin, from the household of Sisin. Amar le, but then the seller said to the buyer, "Ha lav de Bei Bar Sisin hi. This land is not one of the lands that I bought from the Bei Sisin estate. Ikru Yehud Mikraya de Bei Bar Sisin. It's called de Bei Bar Sisin, but it's really not land of Bar Sisin. I told you I'm selling you all the lands I bought from Bei Sisin. I told you I'm selling you the Bei Sisin lands, which meant the lands I bought from Bei Sisin. But this land, it's called Bei Sisin, but I don't know if I bought it from Bei Sisin. I think not." So here you have a question. Who do we presume right? Do we presume the seller right, And we'll say now that the buyer needs to prove that this land was in fact purchased from the Beis Eisen estate by the seller. Or do we say that we presume the buyer right and the seller is making this strange claim that saying that, no, everybody calls it Beis Eisen, but it's really not Beis Eisen. It's not land that was gotten from the Beis Eisen estate. It's other land that just has the name Beis Eisen. Maybe he has to prove that he is right. Seems similar.
So, has to prove. That's
who has to prove? Who do we presume is right that the other one needs to prove his claim? So the Gemara says, this is what to happen. Asu l'kamid Rav Nachman, they came in front of Rav Nachman. Ukma b'yadu d'lokeach, he said the buyer gets it. Unless the seller can prove that it's really not a field that he bought from Beis Eisen, it's just called Beis Eisen, we assume it was included in the sale. Amale Rava, and Rava said to Rav Nachman, Dina Hachi, is that the law? But we have a rule, Amotzim Echaveir Olav Araya, if someone wants to take away from his friend, he needs to prove that he's right. So the buyer should prove that this field was purchased by the seller from the Beis Eisen estate. Otherwise, we assume that the seller is right, that this was a field that is called Beis Eisen, but it was not purchased from the Beis Eisen estate. The Gemara says, Kashya d'Rava ad'Rava, Kashya d'Rav Nachman ad'Rav Nachman. So we have here a contradiction. What is the view of Rava? And a contradiction. What is the view of Rav Nachman? In regards to the claim, I was living in the inner rooms. Rava said, we assume that the buyer is right. The seller needs to prove his case. But in regards to the Beis Eisen territories, Rava said, we assume the seller is right. The buyer has to prove his case. Whereas Rav Nachman, in regards to the inner rooms, says we assume the seller is right. The buyer needs to prove his case. Whereas in the Beis Eisen territories, Rav Nachman said, we assume that the buyer is right. And the other way.
But this case is kind of the opposite.
In what way?
Because here the seller had a claim where before the buyer had a claim. I mean, the buyer had a claim saying he's hiding out in the inner rooms. Here the seller saying, I didn't buy it as part of that group. So it is the right of the seller here.
Good. Yeah, the Gemara's going to make distinctions. Good. So the Gemara answers. D'Rava ad'Rava lokasha. Rava, who said in the case of a man who's claiming that when the original owner claims he was living in the inner rooms, Rava said the original owner has to prove his claim. And yet, in the case of Beis Eisen, Rava said that the seller does not need to prove his claim, the buyer needs to prove the claim. Asam over there, Mocher Kai Benichse. It's because, in regards to the case of Beis Eisen, the seller still has the land. He has the land. So that's why the buyer has to prove the claim. Hacha, in regards to the man who's living in the inner room, who claims he was living in the inner room, Lokeach Koye Benichse. The buyer is the one who's been here for 3 years. We know the buyer's been here. The question is, maybe the seller has also been here, but we know that the buyer has been here. So since the buyer has been here, the buyer is the one who's the presumed owner. He's the Muchzak. That's why it's the seller who needs to prove his claim. Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman nami lo kasha. And the contradictions in Rav Nachman are also not a contradiction. In the case of the territories from Beis Eisen, Rav Nachman said that we presume the buyer is right. Because Kevin d'Amalei d'Bei Bar Sisin, since the seller said, I'm selling you fields that I got from Beis Eisen, the Beis Eisen territories. Okay. Everybody agrees this field is called a Bar Sisin field. So the presumption, if something's called a Beis Eisen field, that means it was received from Beis Eisen. So therefore, Aleidi Day, if the seller's claiming, no, all the other fields called Beis Eisen are Beis Eisen fields that I got from Beis Eisen. This field is just called Beis Eisen. We didn't get it, I didn't buy it from the Beis Eisen estate. So Aleidi Day, Rami Ligluye, Delav, Debei, Bar Sisini. So he's trying to make a claim that's very, it strains credibility. It's hard to imagine that it's true. So he needs to prove that that's correct, the seller. But acha, in regards to a guy who's saying that I was living in the inner rooms the whole time, we don't say that the seller has to prove that. We say that the buyer has to prove that the seller was not in the inner rooms. Why? Because lo yehei el denaket shtara. What's the purpose of 3 years? 3 years with no protest, the chazaka, what does it accomplish? It replaces the document. If a person has a deed of sale, that's the best. A document showing that he bought something, or that he sold something, that's the best proof. That's two witnesses. The whole point here is we don't have the deed of sale, and as we explained, since 3 years went by, we don't expect him to keep holding on to the deed of sale. It's typical for people to lose things after 3 years, and we say, therefore, it's his really. Okay, lo yehei el denaket shtara. So let's just say his 3 years are the equivalent of having a document saying that he bought it. His 3 years of no protest is the equivalent of a document. Now, don't we know that if somebody comes into court and says, I know you have a document, but it's not a true document. It was a forgery. Don't we have a rule called kiyum shtaros? That if someone comes to court and claims that the document is not a real document, that it's a forgery, then we make him bring in the witnesses who signed the document, and they have to validate their signatures, and we have to validate the document. So that's what's going on here. The seller is saying, I was in the inner rooms. In other words, he's saying, your chazaka was not a chazaka. You need to validate your shtar. So you have to validate your shtar. There's a difference between a seller versus buyer claim in regards to chazaka and a seller versus buyer claim in regards to what was included in the words or what's the definition of a certain field. When you talk about chazaka, you're talking about essentially a shtar, a document. So to say you need to validate your shtar, that's always a legitimate claim. So when the seller says, I was there inside, you never really had 3 years, therefore you need to validate it, that's a legitimate claim. The same way you need to validate shtaros, Rav Nachman says the buyer needs to validate his chazaka. But Rav Nachman will tell you when a seller sold Beisisin territories, and now one of the fields we know is called Beisisin, but the seller is saying this was not included in what I meant when I said Beisisin territories. It's not a question of a shtar or not a shtar. There's no shtar issues here. Now the question is, what did he mean? What didn't he mean? That's not a very credible claim to say. It's called Beisisin, but it's really not a Beisisin. Prove that. Prove that it's not a Beisisin. And therefore, here the buyer wins.
Where does that fit in halacha? We know, like Rabbi said, there's hamotzi mechavar, it's a real chazaka.
Yeah.
There's potentially a chazaka, like we were talking about the other case of living in a house for years. What's the chazaka in Beisisin? Like I'm saying, like what's he... You're saying
I think it's basic... Basic fair judgment.
It's like a statistical rove type thing.
Exactly. You know, if everybody calls this field a Beisisin field, and he's saying, yeah, it's called a Beisisin field, but it's really not a Beisisin field, it just has that name. You know, that's a very non-credible claim. There's a chazaka. Yeah, there's a rove. Words usually mean what they say. They don't usually mean something else.
Right.
This is the same case as when you say, I'm going to sell you a base core, but it wasn't a base core.
But there, it had a name, base core.
Right.
Here, you know, you have to
prove
it. But you have to prove there it had the name base core for some other reason.
Uh-huh.
But here he has to prove why it would be called base season and not actually be one of the fields that he had purchased from the season family. Yeah, Seth, the question.
In the original case, what's the proof saying I was inside the room? Was he saying that because I was in the room, you're just a borrower, and I allowed you to be there? Or was he saying that I know that you weren't there? What's the conflict? Because if, in fact, there's no one's arguing that they were both there for 3 years, then it's still chazaka, because he allowed him to be there for 3 years while he was there.
No, so he's saying, because I was in the inner room, so that is the greatest sign that I was not protesting. I'm protesting every day. I'm here. I'm not saying you're here, and therefore... It's fine, I'm not protesting. I'm living here. You know, I'm living here. I maintained ownership.
And so in that case, it would have to be a paradigm where the guy is masking that he was living there, or not?
That's the argument. That is the argument. The argument is, was he in the inner room or not?
If he wasn't masking, he's living there, the responsibility for the witnesses really isn't the guy that was living there.
According...
The owner.
Well, that's the argument between Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav and Rav Nachman argue who needs to prove what. Does the guy who claims I've been here for 3 years need to prove I was here for 3 years without anybody in the inner room? Or the other way? Or do we say that the guy who's claiming I was in the inner room has to prove I was in the inner room for those 3 years? Who do we presume is right and who do we presume is wrong?
What happens if they both bring witnesses that they were both there?
Ah, so
both the buyer and the seller.
We'd have to throw out
if
such
the
witnesses.
Buyer over the seller?
I guess that would depend again on this argument, right? If you assume that the question is who do you presume is right?
Then do you presume on the based on the witnesses, the quality of witnesses?
No, if witnesses contradict each other, then you go back to the earlier presumptions.
So
yeah,
Rabbi,
question, Izzy.
Rabbi, so
one second, Izzy has a question. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, just to clarify, we learned that if we don't have a Tana, there is no Chazakah.
Correct.
By saying before that I say, I'm here 3 years, you didn't tell me anything. This is not Tana.
Correct.
So that's not would be Chazakah.
That's right. It has to be, I was here 3 years, you didn't tell me anything, and I bought it from you 3 years ago. Baruch, a question.
I mean, telling me that every time there is a rumor, that means this is teaching us that any rumors is correct? Is that what he's saying?
No, I don't think so. No, it's not saying that any rumor is correct. It's saying you have to look...
Well, it was a rumor that this was the basis...
No, Rav Nachman says you have to look at each dispute. You have to look at each dispute. If there's a dispute about, if there's a dispute about a chazaka, then the... Machzik, the one who is here for 3 years, has to prove that he has a chazaka, because it's like a shtar. If there's a dispute about what was sold and what the words meant and whether this field was included in those words, that's a different dispute. And we say we look at we think that the seller has to prove that it wasn't included. You know, each dispute is judged on its own merits.
These two guys in the room. If they bring witnesses and the witnesses they contradict each other,
yeah,
the person is going to throw out those witnesses.
That's correct. That's right.
Okay, now it goes back to square one.
Yeah, you go back to the presumptions.
So how what else is there to prove that he was there and the other one was not there or vice versa?
We would look at the other presumptions, right? We'd say, well, we know that this guy owned it before, and this guy hasn't proved that he had a chazaka, so it goes back to the original owner. Or according to Rava, we'd say no. According to Rava, we'd say he's here for 3 years. There's no proof that it's not his, so he gets to keep it. Be the argument between Rava and Rav Nachman.
Can we get a wife with chazaka?
What's that? Can you get a wife with chazaka? No. 3 years and she never said anything. It doesn't work.
Ask Rashi. Yes.
All right, we're on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph at the two dots. Hahu Damar Lechavre, another story. A man said to his friend, "My boy is Bahai Besa. What do you want in this house? What are you doing in this house? It's my house. Get out." Amale, so the squatter said, "What do you mean it's your house that I should get out? Minach Zvinte, I bought it from you. Bachalti Hashnei Chazakan, I've been here for 3 years. You didn't say anything. So I no longer have my documents, but now it's mine. It's the proof that it's mine. There's no. You should have protested earlier if it was yours." Amarle, so the man who's protesting said, "You know why I didn't protest? B'shukei barai avoy. I was traveling for business. You know, for the 3 years I was in Southeast Asia and in East Africa. I didn't know. I wasn't around. But if I'd be around, I would have protested." Amarle, so the squatter, the resident said, "Voyisli Sadi, I have witnesses, the Chol Shata, that every year of the last 3 years, Havasis Tlasan Yom, you'd come back here for 30 days to get inventory, to buy merchandise." Amalei said, "Listen, Tlasan Yom, I have another home in this town. I was staying in that other home, and Tlasan Yom Beshuka Vetridna, for 30 days I had to do my business, I had to buy stuff. I simply didn't have time to go to the other side of town, see what's going on with you, and protest. And I was so busy, I never knew that you were in my house." Rava said, "Good claim. Avad Inish, that's normal business. It's normal for a person who is a traveling merchant, that when he comes home and he stays in his other apartment, if he's only home for 30 days out of the year, he has to get enough merchandise for 11 months. Chol tlosin yomin tarid b'shuka, for 30 days he was so busy doing his business, he didn't have time to find out what's going on with his other apartment and to protest the squatter. And we tell the squatter, listen, squatter, where's your document? You don't have a document? All right, you're out. We know that it was originally this man's. You don't have a document. You're claiming that you bought it from him and that you lost the document because it was 3 years and you were there with no protest. There's a reason why there was no protest. He wasn't able to protest because he was too busy with his business and he wasn't around. So therefore, you lose.
So even though they're not challenging his chazaka that he has been living there for 3 years, the fact that the owner wasn't able to be aware of it is enough to basically cancel the chazaka. Is that what Rava is?
That's correct. Chazaka doesn't mean that he lived there for 3 years. It's that he lived there with no protest. That the original owner knew, and he let it happen, and he didn't protest. But if the original owner's not really aware, because he's traveling, he's far away, that's not a not a chazaka.
And the original owner is believed, based on his own statements, without witnesses, that indeed he is away 11 months, and that when he's here, he's busy in the market. But because there's no...
But nobody's contradicting that. What? No one's challenging that.
Yesterday there was a thing that friends of friends talk or something.
That's right. That's right. We do say that.
So how does he? How does the Marakama have the ability to? That we
apparently, even though friends talk, he can say, "I was so busy with my work, I couldn't deal with it."
It makes sense in the isolation argument. Once you're back in town doing business for 30 days, again.
But if I need to buy stuff for 11 months, you know what stress is on me. You think I'm going now to the other side of town to see what people are doing with all of my little apartments in Harlem, right? He's busy. He's buying stuff at the Javits Center at the show. He can't go to...
This is strange, because I'll say this exists that people find out.
Super's money term.
But I think it's contradicting the 3 years of not claiming. 3 years. So I think the guy, the squatter, is the owner.
No, it's not.
According to the rules that we learned the other day, if there is no protest for 3 years.
Yeah, but here we know there's no protest because he wasn't around.
He becomes the owner according to halakha, no?
No, he becomes the owner when there's no protest and he's here and he sees it and he just lets it go. But if he doesn't see it because he's busy with his business.
He's not protesting yet.
Yeah, but he didn't know about it to protest. He didn't know. He's so busy with his business, he can't know.
What is that? The squatter came from the back door, lived in there.
Maybe.
Maybe
it's a different area. He has another apartment where he's living.
I think the case here is that without Tana, he has still to have a Tana to the guy that's sitting 3 years. Without Tana, for sure, he's out.
True. Next case. Hahud Amar Leila Chavre. Another story. A man went over to his friend. Amar Le, he said to him, my bias by Ayara, what are you doing in my land? Amar Le, the squatter said, Miplanya's vinte, I bought it from Shimon. Donnelly dissolved the minach, and he told me he bought it from you. Amar Le, so he said to him, At lav commodus, to Hayara didihi, you're admitting that this land was once mine. That loves Vintaminoi. Now you never bought it from me, you bought it from Shim. Zil, so get out of here. Lav Baldvarim Didiat. You don't have a claim against me. Because you don't claim that I sold it to you. You claim that Shimon sold it to you. And Shimon bought it from me. I'll work that out with Shimon. Ama Rava said Dina Kamerle. That's a good claim. He can throw out the squatter. Another story. This is amazing. A man said to his friend, my bias bayara, what are you doing in this land? Get out, it's my land. Amalei, the resident said, Miplanya's vina, I bought it from Shimon. And I've been here now for 3 years with no protest. Amalei, so the protester said, but Planya gazlanuhu, Shimon is a thief. He stole a field from me. Amarle, so the resident said, it's amazing. Hayisli Sadi, I have witnesses. the asai that before I bought it from Shimon, I came to you. Im lechibach, I asked you, can I buy it? Amartli, you said, yeah, zilzvin, go buy it. Now you're telling me that I was buying from a thief, and really I didn't buy anything? Amartli, you said, yeah. Because that guy is a real tough guy, I couldn't deal with him. He was a bulvan, he was a mafioso. Hasheni Noachli, a Rishon Kashim menu. You're a sweet guy. So I want you to buy it from Shimon. You pay off Shimon. You get rid of my thief. And I'll take it back from you because you're not entitled to it. And you're easier to deal with. So I know I told you you could buy it from Shimon. But I wasn't really admitting that it was Shimon's to sell to you. I was saying you can buy it from Shimon because it's easier for me to fight with you than to fight with Shimon. Because Shimon's a tough guy. Do we believe such a thing? Amar Rava, Rava said, Dina Kamerle, that's it, we believe it. And out. The man who's here for 3 years is out, and the original owner reclaims his field.
The tough guy.
No, not the tough guy, the seller. Not the original owner.
True guy.
The original owner who told the buyer, yeah, go buy it. He lied then. It's okay, he lied. And it's a credible lie. He said it because he wanted to make it easier for himself. Credible. So Gemara says, come on, who is this like? This is like a machlokas back in Ksubis. Ka'admon. It sounds like this is only the view of Admon. It's not, we have a Mishnah in Ksubis. Ha'or al-Asad, Reuven comes and claims, hey, that field is mine. They say to him, what do you mean that field is yours? On the deed of sale, Chasam Aleh Be'ed, you are one of the witnesses signing that Yaakov bought it from Shimon, and you signed it, it was a deed of sale. Why didn't you protest then? So Admon says, he can say, I didn't protest then, because Hasheni Noachli, I'd rather deal with Yaakov than deal with Shimon. Harishon Kashay Menu, it's hard to deal with Shimon, but really it's mine, and it was never Yaakov's to sell. Chacham say, once he signed on the sale, Ibeit Schuso, that's admitting that it's not his. It's admitting that it's the seller's. So he lost his rights and he can't protest. So this seems to be like Admon. So you say, Allah is like Admon against Chachamim? Answers the Gemara, Afilu Temer Abanan. Even the Chachamim there could agree here. Hasam Avad Le Maisa. There he signed on a document of sale as a witness. So once he does an action, that they say is already admitting that it's a sale. Avol Hachabad over here, he gave advice. Dibura, it was just some words. Avad Inish Demikri Yamar, people sometimes are flippant in their words. They're cunning in their words. They say false words because it'll help them. He said, yeah, go buy from Shimon. You can buy from Shimon, it's Shimon's. But it was a lie. It wasn't Shimon's. It was really his. And he was just saying, go buy from Shimon so I can deal with you and not deal with Shimon because I'm going to have a hard time dealing with Shimon.
Learned about Metzia, the price fraud.
It's very similar. It is above Metzia. It is fraud.
But it's allowed.
We didn't say it's allowed. We said it's credible fraud. Huh. The problem here really is, right? I mean, the buyer, where is his deed of sale? Where is his document? Chazaka is a strange thing. 3 years with no protest, so therefore it's his. But where's your documents? There's a weakness here. And the other guy, though, has lots of documents, the protester. He has documents, he has witnesses. The problem with him is he's been quiet for 3 years. So he says, listen, I was quiet for 3 years because you didn't have a claim. What are you claiming? You bought from Shimon. But Shimon doesn't own it. How do you know Shimon doesn't own it? You told me Shimon owns it. Yeah, I told you because I'd rather deal with you than deal with Shimon. But that's not true.
So again, in this example, So in this example, the buyer, right, that bought it from the thief, lost his document.
Correct.
If he had the document, then there would be obviously no discussion.
Then there's a whole different issue, right? Then it would be a different issue.
It's a
then you go, if there's a document, then maybe you get closer to Admon and the Chacham.
That's right.
Hahu, there was a man. Damar lechavre tells his friend, "My boy is by Ara. What are you doing on this piece of land?" Amalei, he said, I bought it from Shimon, and I've been here for the last 3 years with no protest. Amalei, so he said again, Shimon's a thief, he stole the land from me. Amar Lesi said, Vayisli Sadi da Asis Beurta, but I have witnesses that you came to me at night before the buying, Vamartali, and you told me, Zavna ni Ali, here, I'll give you the money, buy it for me. So understand, if it's yours and Shimon's a thief, why are you trying to buy it? You could just go to court and get it without spending money.
Yeah.
Amalei said to him, I'll tell you why I tried to buy it. Amina Izvan Dinai, I figured I'd rather spend money to settle the case. Because if I'm in a fight, that's gonna cost me other things. Amarava said that's a credible claim. Avidinish de Zavin Dinai. It's normal for a person to spend money to avoid having to have a court case. Another case, a man said to his friend, my boy is by Ara, what are you doing in my land? Amarle, the resident said, Miplanyazvina, I bought it from Shimon. I've been here for 3 years, and that's why I don't have my document. Amarle, so the protester said, fine, you have a document that you bought it from Shimon 3 years ago. I have a document that I bought it from Shimon 4 years ago. So Shimon sold you what he couldn't sell. Amarle, so the resident said, do you think when I said I was here for years with no protest, I meant 3 years? I've been here for years with no protest for much more than 3 years. That's 10 years. I just said years of chazaka. Amarava said again, it's normal. Many times a person will say, I was here for years, and it meant even more than 3 years. When would Rava say this law? Where the resident is claiming that he's been here for 7 years. He's claiming that his years of being here with no protest all were there before the shtar of the other man started. But if he was only here for 6 years, and the other man says, but I have a document saying that I bought it in 4 years ago, so ein lecha macha gedol mizu, there's no greater protest. The same way an original owner can protest and say, what are you doing in my field? If while that guy is in my field, I sell the field to somebody else, I'm protesting and saying that he's not entitled to the field, that it's not his, that it's mine still. And that would be a good macha, a good protest.
So who got it now, the four-year guy or the three-year guy?
If the three-year guy was really there for 7 years, then the three-year guy gets it. If he was there only for 6 years, then the four-year guy gets it.